Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on a Tuesday. We love bringing you the very latest from the tracks. It's when most of the horses gallop in preparation for Saturday. Down in Melbourne, we've got the Maccabi Diva on Saturday. Lots of other good racing, and we'll update on that shortly. As I say, we'll go to David Charles from Godolphin. Josh Rodder also for the Melbourne Racing Club was at Caulfield, where a number of horses galloped this morning or had jump outs. She was out and about early this morning at Rose Hill. We talk of Sky Racing's Lizzie Jolfs. Morning to you, Lizzie.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. You're at Rose Hill. We spoke with you, Bowman, a little while earlier on Winx. Just seems like she's just ticking over. It just seems to be a bit more relaxed now that those first couple of runs have taken the energy, that excitement away.
Yeah, all that nervous energy is gone from her now as well. Hopefully is gone from her. We still want a little bit of it there. But I spoke to Chris and he was very relaxed about her as well. He's actually sporting a bit of flu at the moment. So I didn't press him too much on, you know, how things are going with her. But he said he's very happy with her. She's worked this morning. He was happy with the work. He said he can't really add much more than that. She pulled up well, which was the main thing, because she had probably a lot tougher run than she did first up. Her run in the Chelmsford, she really had to do quite a bit of work. Well, she actually had to do quite a bit of work in both of them. But I think that she said the stable seem a little bit more relaxed now going into this third up run. And, yeah, I think it's all systems go for Winx. And Unfortunately, he's got to run Fox Play against her.
Well, that was my next question. He's got four others nominated. So what's he thinking at the moment against Winx?
Yes, he's thinking that Fox Play will run against Winx. It's just he doesn't want her to have lug too much of a weight, which she would do in the Bill Ritchie. So he's heading towards the George Main at this stage with her. Chris always likes to keep his options open up until acceptance time. So it's not set in stone, but that's the way that the impression he gave me, he was heading towards the George Main. McIntosh, McCreary, Tom Melbourne all sound like they're heading towards the George Main as well. So, yeah, it will be an interesting race. He did say that Fox Play would certainly be keeping Winx honest, but, there's other horses in that race as well. Like, I caught up with Gerald Ryan, Red Excitement, heading towards the George Main, and he's very happy with how he's pulled up. I pressed him a little bit on, is he going to adopt the similar tactics? And he said, we'll just see. And, yeah, it still makes for an exciting race. I know Winx is, you know, should be very, very hard to beat, but I'll be interested to see if Hugh Bowman lets Red Excitement get too far in front of him this time.
I think I'm not putting Red Excitement there too quick at this stage, but again, it's maybe just a horse in the wrong place at the wrong time. Talking to Gerald off air, he just says the horse is just going so well.
Yes, he said that this preparation has been one of his best. He thinks it's his best preparation. He was saying that he was at the Water Walker he goes to Tim Boland's, and he's been there for his entire life. And he said that they've had conversations between them and said that he's going super, and there's nothing that he can't do this prep. He just has come back bouncing. He looks fantastic, and I can vouch for that as well. I've got a long history of knowing Red Excitement, but I've known him for a couple of preparations, and I certainly see a really happy horse this prep. And even so early into a preparation, he sometimes takes a couple of runs to find his feet, but he's just got that real sprint in his legs, and yeah, he's matching it with the best.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so that's the Colgate Optic Group 1, the George Main. The shorts, we've spoken this morning, Red Zell is now a confirmed runner for Hugh Bowman there with Kieran McAvoy going to Melbourne this weekend. Fell Swoop, what about Chautauqua? What have you heard out at Rose Hill this morning?
Yeah, I asked Michael Hawks where Chautauqua will go, and he said that he's going to run in the shorts. He worked in Sydney this morning. He was very happy with him. He spoke very glowingly about Chautauqua. He said that he obviously can take a run or two to get going, but he's more than happy with how he's going this preparation. And yeah, they're a stable that like to be quite conservative in their comments, and I found that they were exactly the same today. They just were happy with the horse. They let the horse do the talking, and we will see how he turns up on Saturday. I suppose it's nice that now Brenton Abdullah's got an association with Chautauqua. He's ridden him a couple of times in the trials, and they're starting to get to know each other, because he's a little bit of a quirky horse, isn't he? You have to get to know him. He's got a few, I wouldn't say tricks, but he's got a few, he likes to be ridden in certain ways, and they've joined up together. They're happy with the relationship those two have got, and they're moving forward. So it's an absolutely fantastic race. I mean, you've also got Takedown, who I spoke to Gary Moore. He was really happy with how Takedown's going. He thought the two trials had been excellent, this preparation. He says he's definitely going better than last prep. He said put last prep down to the fact that he'd come back from Hong Kong. He probably didn't have enough time rest after being in quarantine all that time, had the Queensland campaign, was plagued by wet tracks. He hates wet tracks. He feels like he's a completely different horse this preparation. He obviously thinks it's a, you know, it's a tough ask. It's a genuine group one race, I think, with those types of sprinters. They're the horses that are looking to go into an Everest. And he's just going to see how he goes, and maybe he might be looking for a slot as well.
Yeah, he'll be pushing up. It's a great race. It'll be interesting to see what Kurt Goldman does here with Eckstein. He was leaning towards a Melbourne run first up, but then he was thinking maybe it's better for her to actually have a run in Sydney before she goes to Melbourne. Obviously, it's a very competitive 1,100-metre race. Ball of Muscle, who trialled well, is another one. What's Chris Waller? Did he say anything about Japanese-me?
He said that he thinks he might head to Melbourne with him. But it would just be, he actually said to me, where are all the others going? Once I know where they're going, I'll go the other way.
Well, Red Zell adds to it, doesn't it? You know,
yes, he does.
We were thinking the Moyer, and now they've decided to split Red Zell and Russian Revolution. So it is a fabulous shorts this year. Takedown won it last year. He's defending it, but I would say this is a much stronger shorts this year. What about other races? The T Rose and the Bill Ritchie. Anything from Rose Hill on those?
The Bill Ritchie. I spoke to Chris about coming through, and he's very happy with how he's progressing. He thought that he's really switched on this preparation, and he wants him. You know, obviously the main aim is the Epsom, and to win a Group One with him would make him a very, very valuable colt. The fact that he's half brother to Criterion. Dawn Ball's also nominated for that race. Looks like she's more than likely to head to the benchmark 90. I'm trying to think of some others. The Kingston's Town was Antonio Giuseppe, Kinema, Libran, Lifeless, Ordinary, and Who Shot the Barn, and they're all heading in that direction.
Large numbers. Chris, did he much? I know he's had the flu, or he's got the flu, and it may not have been a long interview, but did he say anything about Said and the Newcastle Cup?
Yes, I asked him about Sayed. He is, heading towards the Newcastle Cup on Friday. I should have mentioned that. He said that he's going well. He might put a little, might have a change of gear just because has been a little bit keen in his past. Well, his last start, he was a little bit keen. So look out for a little bit of a gear change. But he was certainly very happy with how he's going. He's going to be up against Ouvre again. I spoke to Richard Friedman, and he thinks that Ouvre is going just as well as he was when he won for the first time in 3 years. I actually wrote some notes. The last time Ouvre won previous to that Randwick win was the 4th of October 2014 over 3,000 metres at Longchamp. So he's done a marvellous job to get this horse winning and get him in great order. And I think the interesting fact is that he's running over probably a distance that doesn't quite suit him, but he seems like he's racing in such great zest, which makes up for the fact that he's not running over a longer distance.
Yeah, no, look, it's well done to Richard and Will Friedman for what they've done with Ouvre. It's just terrific racing. All those interviews are going to be on Sky Racing as well as us during the week. I've done one final one before we move on. Minari and Deploy. I saw some vision on Twitter. You spotted Minari out there this morning?
I did, yes. Richard Friedman asked me if I missed riding track work, and I looked to my left and I saw Minari, and I said, yes, if I actually miss riding track work when there's horses like that, I could ride, yes.
But
I saw Minari. He looks, he's just magnificent. We were waiting for him to have a little bit of a jump and a buck, but because he can do that when he's feeling really well, but he had a little play around on the, as he was cantering around, but he looks fantastic. He looks like he's pulled up really well. Gerald thought that there would be some improvement in him because he had had the month between runs and no trial. So pretty exciting to think that there's some improvement in Minari after that really emphatic win.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't get to see Deploy, but we had lots of chats about Deploy and how he's going and where he's going. And that's intriguing. Maybe another horse that would head towards the Everest. He's obviously come back in excellent order, and he's the Randwick 1,200-metre track record holder, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, no, he's done it back-to-back. The last two runs have been track record. He's just been up and about. Hey, we better move on. David Charles is online from Godolphin down in Melbourne. Thanks for your time, Lizzie. And as I say, all those interviews will be on Sky Racing through the week.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Lizzie. Lizzie Jelf's joining us there.